The State House today approved a bill creating a Kinnick Arm Crossing Fund that critics say could put the state on the hook for about $2.9 billion over the next 3 decades. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
It did not take the House much time to pass HB 158. The bill, sponsored by Representative Mark Newman, a Wasilla Republican, passed the House 25-12. It has yet to pass the Senate. HB 158 sets up a financial mechanism which obligates the state to pay any Kinnick Arm Bridge and Transportation Authority private partner for toll revenue shortfalls if current projections for bridge use and tolls do not materialize in the initial years after the bridge is completed. Mike Foster chairs Kubota's board.
The purpose of the reserve fund is to handle shortfalls and tolls in the initial years of the opening. We know in the initial years that toll revenue will be short of what we call our availability payment or our payment to our private partner.
Foster says the Kinnick Arm Crossing Fund is one of the bill's 3 main provisions. It also increases the level of private activity bonds to be sold from $500 million to $600 million, although neither the state nor Kubota would have fiscal responsibility for the bonds. HB 158 also eliminates any borough or municipal taxes on the Kinnick Arm Bridge, which will be owned by the state. Bob French, speaking for Kinnick Bridge Facts, an Anchorage-based group opposed to Kubota, says HB 158's reserve fund only creates a loophole.
To get around some of the prohibitions that Kubota has from obligating the state, it creates this reserve fund to pay availability payments to the public-private partner. It means that the state is guaranteeing those availability payments. And over the 35-year life of the project, that is a $2.98 billion liability that the state has.
French says availability payments only have 2 revenue streams, bridge tolls or state legislative appropriations.
Kubota will say that, you know, well, they're hoping to get, you know, $6 billion in tolls, so therefore there will be a net gain to the state. But if you look closely at the numbers that they're predicting, it's pretty obvious that there will be toll shortfalls, which means the state will be on the hook.
French says it is ironic that on Tuesday evening, the Anchorage Assembly passed a recommendation prohibiting any more local or state funds to be spent on Kubota. He says the House is bowing to pressure from Kubota, but bill's sponsor, Representative Mark Newman, says opponents' numbers are skewed.
Actual projections show within 7 years it'll be revenue neutral, it'll be paying for itself, and bringing in a positive revenue to the state.
According to Kinnick Bridge Facts, $59.6 million has been spent on Kubota since 2003, money from federal earmarks that has been spent on rights of way and permits. I'm Ellen Lockyer.